Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.
One of the things I tell the parents of my clients is that it's important to watch your own anxiety and that what you're passing on to your child. So when you're showing anxious body language, such as louder speech, irritability, fidgetiness, you're restless, you might be angry, you're snapping at your spouse, you're coming home, snapping at everyone, your child is processing this information and in turn kind of taking it in and internalizing this. And guess what? This directly impacts their nervous system. So it's really important to be aware of your own anxiety, your triggers. What are the things that stress you out or make you anxious? At this time of COVID-19, you know, there's so many stressors that parents are dealing with. And thinking about how you handle these, and how does your child see you handling them? It's also really important to let your child know you're anxious yourself and maybe talk through together on how to handle some of these issues appropriately. It's one thing for you to tell your child that things are going to be okay, but if you tell them in an anxious manner, if you yourself look stressed and worried and are using a shrill tone or trying to be extra emphatic, you aren't necessarily being credible with your advice. So it's important to not only talk to your child about it, but show them. We call this modeling in psychological terms, but it's that idea of allowing them to see how you are processing your own anxiety and how you are allowing them to process their own anxiety, if they're your child or your teenager, how they deal with the anxiety that they're dealing with, and also just how you handle your own triggers. And finally, letting your child or teenager know that anxiety at this time is perfectly okay and a part of life. So it's very important to think about these things as we talk about anxiety.
On the other hand, one can also argue that adults have to worry about a lot more. Acknowledging that every adult deals with stress differently and hearing a clinical psychologist and her advice, it seemed appropriate to ask a professional, a teacher, Mrs. Sumedha Kodastani, on what she would have to say about coping with anxiety and stress and some tips for other professionals, parents who could actually benefit from this.
As adults, when we feel anxious, our body goes on high alert. As a result, we feel restless or tense, and feelings of panic or dread sets in. Adults often experience headaches, insomnia, or other sleep issues, like waking up frequently. Adults are dealing with lack of normalcy in their routine, and many are also facing financial insecurity. Although some factors are beyond our control, there are a few things that we can do to combat stress and anxiety. We can try to eat a well-balanced meal every day, limit caffeine, which can aggravate anxiety and trigger panic attacks. We should be exercising daily to help us feel good and maintain our health. We can also spend some time cultivating a hobby to keep our mind busy with relaxing activities.
I sincerely hope you enjoyed this episode of Decoding Education. Signing off on behalf of the Decoding team, this is Nandini Menon from Cedar Hill Prep School. Until next week, I hope you stay safe and healthy.